Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, what's in a name? Everything when it comes to the legal name change for an emerging crop. Farm Director Mick Kerr finds out why you can't call it industrial hemp anymore.
That's right, Eric. It's a small but important change to a crop that may be profitable for farmers in the future. Randy Melhoff of the NDSU Langdon Research Extension Center says,
one of the provisions that just came out of the Farm Bill, and also with the new hemp law that was redone in North Dakota, it's no longer known as industrial hemp. It's just known as hemp now. So anyway, we're doing another year of research, and we've got some good data. We're testing things such as performance of varieties, hail damage on hemp. The hope is that when the farmers really start growing it, that if they need any assistance, expertise on best management practices, we've got it here at the Research Center.
Is it a viable crop for not only the U.S., but North Dakota?
It sure is. That's in the 4 years of research we've done, we have definitely determined that it is definitely adaptable for this region up here. We know that they've been growing it up north of the border for several years. And yes, we can grow it here. And we just need to figure things out, such as weed control, and things like that, so that when this really does become a commercial crop, that we've got chemicals and things that we can apply to that crop to get maximum yield.
Yeah, and again, all that research you'll have on your website.
This is correct. The Langdon, all you have to do is Google Langdon Research, and the information is yours.
Randy Melhoff, director of the NDSU Langdon Research Extension Center. This is Ag Central.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the United States and Japan have agreed on new terms and conditions to eliminate Japan's longstanding cattle age restriction on U.S. beef exports. The new terms take effect immediately, allowing American products from all cattle, regardless of age, to enter Japan. Aaron Borer, economist for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, said last year was a good year for beef exports to Japan, topping $2 billion, the largest such figure since the BSE scare of 2003.
But having cattle from all ages, we're seeing that potential for $150 to $200 million annually in added sales. The biggest increase is probably being in the variety meats category. Products that Japan has bought in the past and we believe will buy again.
An agreement was also announced to have Mexico and Canada remove retaliatory duties on U.S. red meat, which Borer says could remove an obstacle standing in the way of the USMCA. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.